darling.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what you're writing there.
What?
I see, what are you writing there?
It's nothing.
Well, now, come on. Let me see it, huh?
No, Charlie.
Let me see what you're writing there, Charlie. Let me see what you got.
Take your greasy hands off that thing there.
Hold on. What is it, Charlie?
Oh, well, if you insist,
and I do insist, what are you writing there?
Well, it's a composition for English class.
Oh, I see. Composition.
Yeah.
By the way, what kind of marks are you averaging now in English?
Well, I'm hitting in the low 70s.
Oh, I see. Well, do you think that's good?
It's about par through the course.
It is. Now, what is the subject you're writing on?
Well, we had a choice.
Oh, I see.
The first one... This will kill you. The first one was, what I like about school, see?
Yes. Well, you ought to be able to write an essay on what you like about school.
Yes, I could, yes. I could write it on the point of a pin. And have enough room left over to play a game of tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, Picklepuss Krausauer. What a teacher.
Now, stop it, Charlie.
Well, I couldn't write about her.
Charlie, you shouldn't feel that way.
Why?
Why? Teachers are the most unselfish people you will ever meet in your whole life.
No.
Yes. Why, all they ask and hope for is to bask in the reflected glory of your success.
Yeah?
Yes. Why, when I was in the eighth grade, I loved my teacher.
Well, you probably were old enough for that.
No. Now, come on, Charlie. What subject did you finally pick to write on?
Well, I tried to write on my ambition in life.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm, but I got stuck.
I see. No ideas?
No ambition.
Well, suppose you read what you have.
Okay. Here it is. Let's see. Yes, here's the beginning. At the tender age of 6, I found myself standing on the busy corner of life, waiting for opportunity to come along and carry me to fame and fortune.
And then what?
You picked me up going the other way.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Charlie, but at least I've been a true friend to you.
Yeah.
After all, do you have many fast friends?
Fast friends?
Yeah.
Mr. Bergen, their private life is their own affair.
Yeah.
That reminds me, the other night, I was coming out of an alley.
No, never mind that, Charlie.
Hey, fellas, excuse me, but what's all this talk about friends?
Well, Charlie's writing an essay for school, Bill.
Oh, really, Edgar?
Yeah.
If it were only poetry, I could be imposed upon to recite.
Thou couldst?
Yes.
Don't tell me that you're a word weaver and a phrase spinner.
Ah, yes, Charles. I quote.
I leave. No.
Give me a horse that's faithful and true, a horse that can cheer me when I'm feeling blue. Together we'll ride out to greet the glad dawn, and he'll be delicious when my points are all gone. There's another verse.
No, thank you. I'm saddle sore already.
From Charles, with my voice and my talent, I should give dramatic readings.
Yes, but Bill, doesn't an audience make you nervous?
Oh, certainly not, Edgar.
No?
Why, when I address an audience, I just make believe I'm talking to one person.
And by the time you get through, you usually aren't.
I can't say that I agree with you, Charles.
Oh, can't you now? Oh, what does he mean with that stuff?
Well, that happens to be perfectly all right.
No.
Yes, I'll prove it. Ray.
Yes, Edgar.
Isn't this correct? When I see my aunt dancing on the grass, I can't help but laugh.
Well, you know the old girl better than I do.
No. I didn't quite mean that. You see, Charlie's trying to write an essay about ambition.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
That's all jolly, isn't it? As a boy, it was my ambition to be a yachtsman, but my parents discouraged me.
Oh, they did? Why?
Well, they said I didn't know from yachting.
No. I think you went overboard on that one.
Yes, that was a wee bit terrible. A dunce could do better.